podcast. AI hair, color, and style. Changer virtual try-on. Alex, hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Alex, your go-to expert on all things tech and beauty. And I'm Jordan, your curious co-host. Today we're diving into something really cool, AI hair color and style changers. That's right, these tools are revolutionizing how we try on different hairstyles and colors without ever stepping into a salon. Exactly, I can't wait to unpack this. I mean, it's wild to think about how technology can help us look so different in just a few clicks, right? So let's start with how these AI hair color changers actually work. There's this common misconception that they just slap a filter over your photo, but in reality, it's much more advanced than that. Wait, so what you're saying is it's not just about applying a color. Exactly. AI hair color changer maps your facial features, traces your hairline, and even considers your hair's texture before simulating changes. Wow, that's impressive. So if I upload a photo and ask for a copper bob, it actually takes my unique features into account? Yes. And the goal is to create a virtual hairstyle try-on that feels personal. Whether it's a cool ash ombre or some long bangs, it helps you make those confident decisions. That's super helpful. But I imagine the results depend on how well we upload our photos, right? Absolutely. The better the photo, the better the result. You need front-facing shots in natural lighting where your hairline is fully visible. Got it. So no harsh shadows or busy backgrounds that could confuse the AI? Exactly. Keep it simple to ensure accurate color detection and edge recognition. And what about this technology in 2025? What's the big deal? Great question. Google's Nano Banana Pro, for instance, maintains your recognizable appearance across multiple edits. So if you try out Auburn, then switch to Platinum, your face still looks like you. Oh, so it avoids that uncanny valley effect. That's such a relief, right? It's all about enhancing the user experience and building consumer confidence. In fact, these tools contribute significantly to the hair colorants market. That's fascinating. So how can someone effectively change their hair color online? There's a three-phase workflow: prep, prompt, and polish. Prep, prompt, polish. Sounds catchy. What does that entail? First, prep your photo strategically. Choose a front-facing image in natural light and make sure your current hair color looks accurate. It sets a good baseline. Okay, and then? Next, you write specific prompts. Instead of saying, add bangs, you want to be precise. For example, add long parted bangs that frame the face softly. That makes a lot of sense. Specificity is key. Exactly. And finally, polish through comparison. Generate multiple variations and look at them side by side to see what works best with your wardrobe. So it's like testing outfits before committing. What tools should someone try for this? UCAM, AI hairstyle. Changer is leading the market with over 150 hairstyles and colors. It has a fantastic naturalness rating and is super user-friendly. And what about those with textured hair? Good point, InsMind AI hairstyle. Changer is fantastic for that, offering inclusive features for different hair types. Awesome. What about content creators? They might want to check out Based Labs, which allows for unlimited hair color try-ons and batch generation.